Are you receiving the good things God has prepared for you? Gloria Copeland and Pastor George Pearson's explain how accepting Jesus as Lord made you a joint heir with Him and gave you access to everything He has now.
Hallelujah! I'm just going to look here at our week in review. And this is about me, coming from me. I became an heir to a fortune more than 50 years ago in Little Rock, Arkansas, when I gave my life to Jesus. At that moment, I was born again into the richest family ever known. I was in adverse poverty, married to a man who was in it with me, Kenneth Copeland. I was born into the royal family at that point. I was born over again to the royal family that owns and operates the universe, mm-hmm. the family of God. Isn't that good? Mm-hmm. I received an inheritance so vast it will take me all of eternity to fully comprehend it. Man.
That's something.
The purpose of our study is...
Think about it.
Think about it, as Dad Clark used to say, to renew our minds and see ourselves as heirs of God, to discover what is included in our inheritance. You know, if you don't know it, you can't partake. Mm-hmm. To learn how to take our inheritance. We learn from Galatians that we are heirs of God, from 1 Peter that we are heirs by birth. We were born into this inheritance.
Yes.
Romans 8, 14 through 17 says we're joint heirs with Jesus. You couldn't get any bigger
that. That's right.
Because He has everything. He owns everything. Galatians 4 says that. We are heirs, in the New Living Translation, we are heirs of everything. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we access our inheritance by faith in what God says in His Word.
That's right.
Glory to God.
That's right.
Awesome teaching,
George. Praise God. We are talking about being heirs of God.
Yes.
And let me remind everybody that all of these notes are available on kcm.org.
Study them out.
Yes, ma'am. And just go to the picture of Glory and me. Click onto it. These notes, which have been prepared for these daily series, are all printed for you, or all together for you. All you have to do is download them. And we also have other materials, an article by you, by Kenneth, by myself. And we want you to get your mind renewed.
That's right. That's right.
As to being an heir of God, a joint heir with Jesus, knowing that you're heirs of everything. And today on the broadcast, Gloria, I want to answer the question, when can we access our inheritance?
Good.
When can we access that inheritance? And you know, it's interesting how there have been major wars fought over who gets what.
Yeah, that's right.
And the inheritance that we have in Christ, you know this, sometimes people put it off to heaven.
Oh, frequently, yes.
When we get to heaven. What's there
we'll
for us?
We'll be healed when we get to heaven.
We'll be healed when we get to heaven.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, and so they...
We'll have a nice house when we get to heaven.
That's right. It's always in the future.
Yeah.
It's always out there beyond reach, beyond what we can actually grasp. And people... I read this in a book one time where people get messed up on the tenses. Tenses, T-E-N-S-E-S. Mm-hmm. The tenses. Mm-hmm. Past tense, present tense, future tense.
If they don't know the word, they leave off the middle part.
Present.
Present tense.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's mostly all future tense. Mm-hmm. When can we access our inheritance? The answer is right now.
Now. Now is faith the substance of things
there
hoped
you go.
For.
That's it.
The evidence
of things not seen.
Glory to God. Now we access.
Yeah. Now.
Amen.
And that's important.
It is.
That's important to realize and to know.
Now is when we really need to access.
That's right.
Ooh.
That's exactly right. Hallelujah. So I just wanted to spend this time on this broadcast today talking about the fact that we are heirs of everything. Now.
Now. Today.
Say it. Now.
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 We are heirs
Christ
of everything now. So, now. Let's start with this scripture, Colossians chapter 1, 12 and 13. And it says, we give thanks unto the Father, which has, mm-hmm. has made us meet or able to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us from the king, translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. So we see here in this verse, we have two words. The King James says hath, the New King James mm-hmm. says has. Basically, it's saying to us that he has already made us able to be partakers of the inheritance right now.
That's right. Glory to God.
Right now.
Yes. Hallelujah.
In verse 12, the Amplified Translation, it says he has qualified us. He has qualified us. He has made us fit to share the portion which is the inheritance of the saints.
Now, we're made fit.
We're made fit.
By the new birth.
Yes, yes.
And if you might say, well, I've never been born again. Well, you just stick with us and we'll tell you how.
Exactly right.
Before this is over.
We don't have to wait for heaven to claim our full inheritance.
That's
our
right.
full inheritance
to
belongs to us now. Now.
Amen.
I would say that is probably one of the most important words in the Bible, the word now. Now. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
Praise God.
Now, our inheritance belongs to us now.
That's right.
Gloria, let's run through some scriptures today.
Okay.
Let's do a Bible study.
All right, let's do it.
Let's do a Bible study. Let's look at Acts chapter 20. We'll start there. Acts chapter 20 and verse 32. Acts 20, 32. We're talking about our inheritance is now.
Excellent.
It belongs to us now. There's no probate court. There's no contesting the will. It's yours. Everything that Jesus paid for is yours now.
The judge has said, it's yours now.
It's yours now.
Glory to God.
It's a ruling.
Yes.
It's yours now.
It belongs to you.
Acts 20, 32. Do you have that there?
Mm-hmm. I have it on your notes.
Well, read that to us. Acts 20.
And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them that are sanctified or that are set apart.
Set apart.
So
yeah.
we get this inheritance. It becomes a reality by our spending time in God's Word and learning about it.
Yes.
And what happens
yes.
when you spend time in God's Word? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Right.
And then you lay hold of it.
Faith to
Hallelujah.
Believe it. Faith yeah. to believe.
Thank you, Lord.
What is to the natural mind impossible?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
To the natural man, how can this happen? How can it be? This inheritance that belongs to us?
Thank you, Lord.
You do. You meditate the Word of God on it and becomes a reality to you.
That's right.
If you never know.
Then you receive. You just,
yeah.
It's easy.
Yeah.
Faith comes.
But you have to know what's in the will.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You have to know what's in the will. The Word builds you up and the Word gives you your inheritance.
That's what it says.
I like the Amplified Bible. You're rightful.
It belongs to you.
It belongs to you, your rightful inheritance. And one translation simply means, says, the inheritance.
Hallelujah.
So it belongs to us, and it belongs to us right now. That's important.
Glory
That's important.
To God.
Let's look at Galatians 4, Galatians 4, 7. And it says, in Galatians 4, 7, you are no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. Now, I like this Message translation. It says, if you are a child, you are also an heir.
Yeah.
With complete access to the inheritance.
How did you get to be a child?
I received Jesus
again.
As my Lord. I was born again.
You were born into this inheritance.
And it keeps coming back to that, doesn't it, Gloria?
Yes.
We were born into it.
Amen.
By right of royal birth, the royal family, by right of royal birth, we have been born again into this family.
And it cannot be contested.
Cannot. It cannot be.
I've been born into the blessing.
And I really like this Message translation. If you're a child, if you are a child of God, if you're born again, child of God, you are also an heir with complete access.
Oh, don't you like it?
Total access to the inheritance.
We don't have to wait till we die.
No, we don't.
Ooh, that's good.
No, we don't.
Glory
to God. We don't have to wait till anybody else dies either.
We don't have to die to get it.
No,
we don't. Jesus died to get it for us.
Yes.
But He didn't stay dead.
He did.
He was raised from the dead, and He got the victory for us. Glory to God.
Seated us with Him.
Yes, that's right.
Joint seating in heaven.
That's what it says.
And now we have this complete access, total and complete access to the inheritance that belongs to us.
Amen.
Now, next week, we will spend the week talking about two things. One, what our inheritance is, and two, how do we take it? That's what we're going to talk about next week.
That'll be great.
But right now, you need to know it's yours. Healing is yours now.
That's right.
Prosperity is yours now. Peace from God is yours now. N-O.
K-N-O-W-E now.
What I just thought about, Gloria, is when I first came here, first came to Texas, we were in Lake Arlington at the office there. And your brothers made such fun of me, Doug and Richard both.
Yeah.
I was a Yankee. And I came back to the...
You've adapted quite well.
I must say I have. I love y'all.
Anyway, okay.
I came back to the duplication room where they made all the tapes, and I was looking for Granddad, Kenneth's father, and I went back there and I said, has anybody seen A.W.?
Yeah.
And Doug and Richard and the rest, they were on the floor laughing at me. W. Doesn't he know it's W?
Sounds just like my brothers.
So... the point that I'm making is, your inheritance belongs to you right now.
That's right.
N-O-W.
Now.
Right now.
Now.
We're coming to you live from Texas.
It.
Let's look at Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1, it says in verse 11, let's back up to 10. In the dispensation of the fullness of times, He might gather together in one all things in Christ, which are in heaven and which are in earth, even in Him, in whom also we have obtained
it.
An inheritance.
Have obtained is past tense.
Past tense. You could actually say there, we have already obtained an inheritance. Being predestined according to the purpose of Him that works all things after the counsel of His own will.
Praise God. Amen.
I like the New Living Translation of that scripture. Because we are united with Christ, we have received an inheritance from God.
We have received it. You know, it's possible to be an heir of a great fortune.
Yeah.
And if you didn't know it, you couldn't. Receive it.
You couldn't receive it if you didn't.
You might
know
have
it.
Done something to somebody that was a nobody, something good.
Yeah.
Somebody you didn't even know very well.
And your name was in the will.
And your name be in the will. Glory to God.
And they either couldn't find you, or you didn't know.
Yeah.
Or you'd refuse it.
Yeah.
And that's what some believers do. Or some Christians
You have to know what's in the will.
Yeah.
And how does faith come? By knowing what's in the will.
That's
faith comes by hearing.
That's right.
And hearing by the Word of God.
Yes.
Glory
that's
to God.
That's exactly right.
And that's what we're doing in these broadcasts where finances are concerned, where prosperity's concerned.
Yeah.
And it's working.
You know, I thought this was Kenneth that said it, but then I read it was Brother Hagin that said it, and I thought it was Brother Hagin that said it, and it turned out to be...
they both said it.
F.F. Boswell that said it.
Bosworth.
Bosworth. And thank you, Boswell. Bosworth. And faith begins...
where the will of God is known.
That's it.
That's it. Faith
begins...
it was Bosworth.
When you know the will of God.
And how do you know the will of God?
Right there.
Man, you
right
can
there.
Come from anywhere, any situation,
yes.
any bad place,
yeah.
and find out the will of God, whether it's healing or finances or believing God for your family. You can find out the will of God and take it, receive it.
That's right.
Say it.
That's right.
Believe it and say it.
Yes.
And you can change any situation.
It's ours now.
Glory to God.
Ephesians 1:18. It says here, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of His calling and know what the riches of the glory of
yes.
His inheritance in the saints.
He wants us to know it so we can enjoy it.
We must know it.
He's bought it. He's paid for it. Now we have to find out about that and receive it or take it.
That's right. The New Living Translation of that scripture, I want you to realize what a rich and glorious inheritance has been given to His people.
That's excellent.
That's it right there. That sums it up right there. I want you to realize what a rich and glorious inheritance He has given
Praise
His people.
God.
I want you to realize what a rich and glorious inheritance that belongs to you right now.
That's the will of God.
That's Amen. The will of God.
Glory to God.
And this last scripture here, 1 Peter 1, 3 and 4.
Ooh, that's a good one.
yeah, let's just read it here. Go ahead and read it, Gloria.
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to His abundant mercy has begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. To an inheritance. We have an inheritance,
yeah.
George.
Yep.
Incorruptible and undefiled, that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you.
Wow.
Glory to God.
The
inheritance.
First of all, it says we've been born mm-hmm. again into this inheritance.
Yes.
It's incorruptible, undefiled. It doesn't fade away. It's reserved in heaven for us.
That's right.
Not to be stored there, but to be received. The NIV translation says, into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or
Amen.
Fade.
Kept for us. Hallelujah.
Now look at this. The New Living Translation. We have a priceless inheritance, an inheritance that is kept in heaven for you, pure,
Great.
Undefiled,
Praise
beyond
God.
The reach of change and decay.
Glory to God.
Everything Jesus paid for as a result of His death, burial, and resurrection is available to us right now.
Nothing can change it.
Nothing can change it.
Not depression, not inflation, not political parties, not
nothing,
this,
nothing,
not that.
Nothing can change
We're
it.
We're dealing with heaven.
It's ours right
That's
now.
That's right. Glory
now,
to
Gloria,
God.
Now, Gloria, there's a testimony that we want to show.
Oh, good.
And it's a man named Farrell Kaiser. And he was a man that was born in abject poverty. I mean, this man, this partner of ours, was just went from a place of deep poverty, learned the Word, came to our...
I was pretty deep myself.
yeah, we all were. Came to our convention in 1979 in Anaheim, and now this man is walking in the fullness of His inheritance
oh,
in Christ. You've got to see this.
I want to see this.
You've got to see this. So take a look at this, and Glory and I will be right back.
My name is Farrell Kaiser. I'm from Enterprise, Alabama. I have a wife. Her name's Glenda. Two children, Christy and Lee. Three grandchildren. I've lived in Southeast Alabama for 58 years. My mother came out of the early days of Pentecost in Southeast Alabama, got saved in 1936. I grew up in deep poverty. My daddy was a sharecropper. In later years, he got a job at a sawmill and then worked at a cotton mill in a textile plant. My mother and dad came out of the Great Depression. but the Great Depression never came out of them. And then, so I, being raised in that, they rehearsed it all my life, and I heard it till it built those walls inside and developed my thinking into poverty thinking. But in 79, I walked into a Christian bookstore in Dothan, Alabama, and picked a book up off the bookshelf called The Laws of Prosperity. And I found out, as I studied it, it opened my heart, and I got knowledge of God's Word. And it was by Brother Copeland. I didn't know how to walk into blessing. I didn't know how to believe God by faith for the promises of prosperity. Now, I found out real quick when I was studying his book that prosperity is not just a lot of dollars. It's the ability to use God's ability to meet the needs of mankind, whatever those needs are, spirit, soul, and body. It took 2 or 3 years before the breakthrough came financially. And we got our general contractor's license, began to build, because we were applying the laws of prosperity. The business went extremely well, made a lot of money. We were tithers. Brother Copeland taught me that the tithe is the 10%, but tithing's done with the mouth. And so my wife and I, we would take communion, and we would tithe our tithe, make our profession of faith over our tithe. And we never spent a dime on advertising, but we'd always do a little bit extra for our customers, and they would tell on us. And so word of mouth, and people trusted us, and we gave them no reason not to. And in 1990, I got so busy preaching, I didn't have time to build no more. And I went to a believer's seminar in Birmingham, Alabama at the Boutwell Auditorium. And on Friday night, the Lord spoke to me, said, now's the time to go full time in the ministry. And we did, and we never looked back. I ministered to the local church. Two things the Lord spoke to me to major on, and one was faith, and the other was on the Holy Ghost, the baptism of the Spirit. And we have seen thousands of people baptized in the Holy Spirit in our meetings over the past 23 years. In the early days, when I first listened to Him, when I was driving that wore out yellow Pinto, God dropped it in my spirit that we would need an airplane to minister and to keep up with our schedule. I have a couple of ministry airplanes, and I have a runway in my backyard so I can fly out of my house to just about anywhere. We sowed a seed, a sizable seed, into a Jewish ministry. 10 months later, received a $250,000 harvest. We were able to pay off everything we owed. We paid completely out of debt, investment debt, and everything. The Lord just put us in real estate, and so we purchased land. We have rentals, and I have property in Florida that we finance for people and helped them get a home. I'm able to be a blessing because I heard the message of prosperity in 1979, and I've never give up on it. I feed on it every day. That's why I'm out here now. I have, as a partner of Brother Copeland, I am a partaker of his anointing, and that's why I fly. I have an aviation anointing. That's why I have real estate. I have real estate anointing. The blessings, because of the anointing, attracts it. They chase me. I slow down and let them catch me. I'm living the abundant life. I have joy unspeakable and full of glory. Amen.
Farrell overcame a poverty mentality. He renewed his mind to the Word of God. He believed who he was in Christ Jesus, and he took hold of his inheritance. And now he's living in the blessing. Hallelujah. George is going to receive the offering today, Pastor George, and then we're going to pray over that offering and believe God for you.
You know, our inheritance, Gloria, comes in so many different ways. Revelation is an inheritance.
Yes.
Early this morning, I got up and I was praying over the offering for today because I figured you'd ask me to do this offering. And, you know, there's so many different directions that you can go with this. And the Lord spoke to me and said this, remind them of what Gloria said about the hundredfold return. Mm. Tell them, I'm saying this because you preached this in 1978 and you said the hundred, you brought out that revelation.
Yeah.
And since then, this is what Terry and I have been saying to each other about our giving. The hundredfold return is working for us all the time.
Yes, amen. That's right.
Gloria, that was an inheritance that you left.
Praise God.
For us.
Has it worked?
It has worked.
Amen.
It has worked.
Yeah.
And it'll work for you as well. I was reading this scripture from Genesis 26. Isaac sowed in that land of famine.
In hard times.
Hard times. And received in the same year a hundredfold.
Glory to God.
And the Lord blessed him.
Yes.
And the man waxed great. That means he advanced.
Increased.
He increased. Went forward, grew until he became very great. For he had great possession of flocks, of herds, and a great store of
service. In a time of famine.
In a time of famine.
So the circumstances didn't have anything to do with his blessing.
That's right.
The blessing
That's right.
overcame all the circumstances.
So I wanted to let our partners and friends know, first of
yes,
all, how much we appreciate your giving.
Amen.
Oh.
Amen.
It just, words cannot
Praise
describe
God.
How much we appreciate
Thank
what you
Jesus.
Do for this ministry. And on everything you sow, you need to be believing God for the hundredfold return.
Glory to God.
And
coming to you now
coming
in this life.
In this life. In now in this time. Mark chapter 10. Now in yep. this time.
Does that mean in bad times?
Bad times.
Does that mean in a recession?
In recession.
Depression.
Up, down, all
is
around.
Now.
Glory
is now.
To God. N-O-W.
Yes, sir.
Now.
Now. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, I want to pray over your finances. Father, in the name
Thank
of
you,
Jesus,
Jesus,
George
Thank
and I
you,
agree as touching the finances
Praise
of
God.
The people that are listening right now. We speak a hundredfold into your life.
Return.
We believe you're blessed and prosperous and Thank increasing you. In every endeavor. The blessing is working in you and on you now.
Yes, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Yes.
Amen.
Praise God.
Now you say, I take it.
I take it.
I have it.
I have it.
It's mine.
It's mine.
This is Gloria and George reminding you that
Jesus is
Lord.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you. The Believer's Voice of Victory is available on DVD or CD at kcm.org. You can also view the webcasts online at your convenience or download them as video or audio files. Continue to grow in God's Word and build your faith with this week's product offer. These Word-based teachings will help you live in victory. Order your copy today. Receive the great grace God is abounding toward you and live in the blessing.